seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
How are you? It's so good to see you.
I miss you.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I just want to be in your neighborhood and, like, come bring you. What would I bring you?
Every
that's realistic.
Possible relief.
Whatever. I know. Just like my presence. That's probably the best gift I could give you.
It's the most therapeutic thing. My goodness.
You've been having a rough go of life, friend.
Yeah, really. September's not been my friend.
That's why they made that song, Wake Me Up When September Ends.
I've never heard of it, but it's now my anthem.
I'm sure you have heard of it. It was from our high school years.
Oh, okay. I remember November Rain. I don't remember September songs.
Yeah, this is a good one. It's not the title of the song. It's just one of the lyrics.
Okay. All right. So my sister told me, tell Rebecca, great job on sleep training. Hashtag Gavin for life. I have no idea what any of that means, but I'm so excited to hear about it.
I slept trained.
Uh-huh.
Sleep trained Gavin this week. This is controversial. I don't want to hear about it if you don't like what I did, but it worked. So I will be getting full night's sleep while you judge me from your.
Okay, so you like let him cry it out. Is that what happens?
Yeah, pretty much. He's 11 months old. I felt like he was old enough. And it was getting terrible. Like it was every 2 hours he was up and he just. Sorry for any of this is TMI, but he just would lay. Eventually, I just needed sleep. So I would just let him nurse all night long in bed with me while I slept, like in air quotes, slept.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is not sustainable. And we just found out Neil has a 5-week army training coming up in October.
Oh my God.
And so I was like, okay, it is time.
Yes.
And the theory is that you have to teach your kids to sleep, that it's a skill that they learn. I don't know that I ever believed that until I had Gavin.
Okay.
So Anne went through this past week and I was just desperate knowing that Neil was going to be gone and that I needed full sleep. And I was like, I'm just going to try it. This is a good week to try it. You know, nothing crazy is going on. And so how did I start? I think I started at night. I started with bedtime on Sunday night. I think I have all the notes about it, like the time he went. So he cried for like an hour and a half, probably the first night. And I went in there once or twice just to like reassure him that I, you know, was there. I didn't pick him up. I just like gave him a kiss. I checked for like a dirty diaper because that would be bad, you know, if that's why he was crying.
Yeah.
But otherwise he was just frustrated. He just wanted to be with me. We also moved him out of our bed, which was out of our room, which he'd been sleeping in our like in the crib in our room and then into my bed. So that was the other change. So we moved him into his own room and then he sat. So after crying, he finally sat down and I'm watching all this on the monitor. I'm like riveted to the monitor, you know, more than a TV show.
Were you sad or were you, what were you feeling?
Yes. Okay. So sad. And I told Neil, is like, I'm going to try it for 3 days. They say it takes 3 days. It's like, if this doesn't work after 3 days, then I can't do this anymore.
Okay.
I knew the first night was going to be the worst. So I was kind of geared up for the first night. I was committed to not breaking it, like giving in. So after he cried for an hour and a half, he sat down in his crib and he just sat there for 2 hours and 15 minutes nodding off. He
sitting
did not know
up.
How to lay down.
Bless
sitting
him.
Up. He'd be, I would just see him like falling over and then like, not crying. He wasn't crying at all. He was just, he didn't know how to lay down. He's never in his life had to be the one to lay down.
You think you're teaching him so much and then you find a glaring hole.
Yes. So he eventually fell asleep and he slept all night long.
Oh my goodness.
All night long. He was probably exhausted, but I was like, okay, that was amazing. And then I did it for nap the next day and he cried for like 15 minutes. then sat down for 45. Bless him. Nodding off. Like,
he's going to be amazing at, like, sleeping in cars and on planes and stuff. He's mastering the sleep sit.
Right. So, a little, like, long story short, every nap got quicker and easier. Okay. He still cries for, like, a couple minutes.
Okay.
Some naps are easier than others, but I have gotten 4 or 5 straight nights of sleep.
You look great.
Thank you. And now Neil, right now, is going to be laying him down for his nap.
So y'all are laying him down? Do you start him off in a laying down?
No. Well, you know, I've been going back and forth. I just sit him down because that seems to be the position he likes. He gets up anyways. The minute I put him down, he like tries to protest and stands up and cries. Okay. But yeah, so he's back to his perfect little self.
Way to go.
It's great.
I remember very vaguely when my son... when we were doing that to my son, because I didn't ever have to do it with my daughter. She came sleeping. And then, yeah, he was the angriest little boy. I was like, this kid's going to blow up buildings. Yeah, he is mad. He's mad. Very angry infant. Super sweet 7-year-old. Yeah, I don't know.
Uh-oh. Hopefully that's not the opposite for me. I have a sweet baby. I don't want an angry 7-year-old.
You do. Oh, man. Anyway, I do remember that. And I remember it was hard. But I just put on earphones and moved about my business.
Yeah.
It turns out they live through it. Oh, I hear him.
You hear him. Uh-huh. Yeah. So this will be like the live action right now to see if he...
I wish this was a YouTube channel. We could watch the monitor with you.
I know. I can broadcast the camera, but that seems inappropriate. Probably shouldn't do that.
I don't know. So many new things to consider with social media. Okay, so we have to circle back. I need you to tell me about this dog. I know I'm really behind. Why did you get a dog? I don't know why I don't watch people's Instagram stories.
I don't know why you don't watch my Instagram stories. I know why you don't watch other people's.
Okay, but... if you tag me, I watch all the ones you tag me in. So if you just tag me in every single one, that'd be really helpful.
Tag you and everyone.
Thank you.
Tag you and everyone. Okay. Okay, so long story short, because it's also a highlight on my Instagram
story. Oh, should I just go watch it? You want me to?
Yeah, but I do think there's a lot of questions about it. In fact, my sister-in-law texted me and said, "You have a dog?" So apparently I'm not great at like telling the stories or like keeping people up on my life. But yeah, he showed up on our porch. This is the second time in 2 years that this dog has shown up on our porch.
Same dog.
The same dog. Yeah, and he looked way worse the second time, but we knew it was the same dog. First time he left our porch. So we're like, okay, good, that's over. Second time, we had to call the police to get him to leave because he looked so bad. I didn't know if he had rabies. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just, I didn't want to keep him or pay for any vet bills or whatever was going to happen. So they took him to the shelter and my son was devastated. And so we told Jonah that we would call the shelter and kind of check up on him and see, like, you know, that they're treating him well. Jonah wrote him a letter. We gave him ungodly amount of money and a donation to the shelter, like just to stop the tear, you know.
Yes.
What you do as parents. Anyways, we found out later through a series of Facebook posts, because I had also posted on our neighborhood group, hey, does anyone know whose dog this is? Well, after he had gone to the shelter, somebody messaged me and said, oh, I know who that is. And turns out it was the old renter of our house that we bought.
Oh, that's why you kept coming back.
Was like coming home. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And so the old renter had to give the dog away when he moved out because his new place that he rented couldn't have pets. And these new owners were not taking, obviously, very good care of him. So, yeah. So we applied to adopt him, like foster to adopt. So we're fostering to adopt this dog. And he's super old. He's like 14 years old. His name is Mojo. So I think it's fun that we know his like original name.
Yes.
It's a kind of a fun full circle story.
I like it. Is your son so happy?
Yes. I mean, as all things, the novelty's like worn off. And now he's like mad that he has to pick up the poop in the backyard. Where in the beginning, he was like, I will pick up poop. I will, you know, so... I don't know how to keep that novelty like fresh and new.
Just get a different dog. Just always get a puppy. Just kidding. It's terrible. So my dog, speaking of dogs, this morning, so we have wisteria, like a big, like, bush situation, vines in our courtyard, and you can see all the animals running through the, you know, the rats and the squirrels, and then the rats eating the baby squirrels and all that
thing. It's magical.
It's very magical. And then there was a tiny little baby possum, which those things are nasty. They're so disgusting. They're like a pointy...
Even the babies?
You know, and it was kind of cute, a little bit fluffy, small, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I told the dog, look, she couldn't find the possum. I'm like, you have the one job. Like, find it and bark at it and get it to go away. Well, she barked for about 2 hours. And then I brought her inside because I didn't want my neighbors to hate me. And so then she stood right outside my door here barking for ages. And so I finally had to lock her in a different room because, but I did it to myself. I alerted her to the possum.
You did. The possum didn't run. It just stayed there and taunted your dog.
Yeah, it just stayed right out of reach.
Mm-hmm. Smart possum.
They're nocturnal, so I feel like there might be something wrong. Or maybe it's just new. It's a baby. It doesn't know. But I don't think they're supposed to be out in the daytime.
It's a mama possum needs to sleep train it.
It's true.
I have a problem about dogs. Should we segue?
Segue.
It's actually about barking. So her neighbors adopted 2 yappy dogs that bark at all hours. They've talked to her, but she seems to think this is an us problem. How do we remain neighborly and also get some peace? And then I asked follow-up question because I feel like it's necessary a lot of times. I, like, can you hear it? Can you hear them when you're in your house or just in your backyard?
Yes.
And she said from inside the house because they don't have air conditioning, so they, like, have to have their window open. So they haven't slept since these dogs have arrived. What would you, like... What would you do?
That's not a them problem. I'm so sorry. That's ridiculous.
And why are her yappy dogs outside all the time? I need more. I needed to do more follow-up, but this is what I have.
Okay, so they've gone over and they've tried to talk about it.
It sounds like it, yeah.
I mean, do you call animal control?
Can you call it noise?
This is the not great possibility. If nothing ever happens, you can get those, like, white noise machines, but you don't want to have that in your whole own life, in your own house.
I know. All I can think of is, like, retaliation, and that does not solve problems.
Like flaming arrows, like shoot them over the fence.
Right. Accidental run-ins with cars, you know?
That's terrible.
I wonder if she could call the adoption agency.
Ew, yeah, because these dogs aren't being cared for. I'm concerned. I'm a concerned citizen.
Yeah. Or just say, like, what's your advice in a situation like this? Because surely they, you know, they're like dog counselors as well as adoption centers, I would guess.
Yeah. Or you should call, pretend you're the people who adopted it and say, this isn't working. Please come pick up your dogs. Yes. Also, here's go in dad. Through my neighbor's house and we'll go over the fence. It's regular. Right. Oh, that's hard. I want to tell you about another new sponsor of the show called KiwiCo. We all love a good subscription box. You can get them with food in. You can get them with shirts in them. But what about a subscription box that your kids will love? It will teach them things and they'll be having so much fun they won't even know they're learning on accident. Well, KiwiCo wants to develop creative confidence in our kids because they are our future and it's our job to prepare them for that future. So KiwiCo sent me 2 boxes. One of them for my son, he loved it. It was a paper airplane launcher. So not only do you learn how to build the coolest paper airplanes, what does each individual fold do differently? Because there's a lot of ways to make an airplane. You learn the history of planes, about the Wright brothers and Amelia Earhart. There were pictures. Not only that, the launcher is like an electrical project that him and his electrical engineering dad ate up. So there's a battery and I don't even understand what was involved, but things were moving when a switch flipped and then a airplane went zooming through the air. Everybody was pumped. And then my daughter, we got a chance to make a solar system and the sun actually lit up. It was so cool. So they have 7 lines that you can choose from for kids of all ages. And you get a new box each month. All the supplies you need for the project are in the box. The instructions are detailed, but they're so easy to follow. They're written exactly and especially for kids. And like I said, it also comes with an educational magazine so you can learn even more about the topic. It was a great way for my husband and I to connect with our kids. I really recommend KiwiCo. KiwiCo is a convenient and affordable way to encourage your kids to be anything they want to be. You can cancel the subscription box anytime, but I promise you, you're not going to want to. The monthly options start at $16.95 a month, and that includes shipping. But for my listeners, go to kiwico.com/MSW, and you can get your first box free. This is a really great deal. So every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com, that's KIWICO.com/MSW, and you'll get your first month free. kiwico.com/MSW. Okay, so you can speak to this. This girl has a 2-year-old and twins that are 6 months old. And so she's been pumping and nursing and doesn't know how to keep her toddler busy when she's feeding the babies.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so my biggest trick for this is to, like, confine you and the babies into one room while you're nursing and have special toys that you only play with during that time. So, like, and you could have, like, a couple different boxes of special toys so that each time you go in, you pull down a new box of special toys, shut the door so she can't escape, or whoever, the 2-year-old. And then hopefully that will help for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how you nurse twins. That's a whole nother.
Ooh. Nursing in general grosses me out. That's gross.
Really?
Just never having done it. I'm like a junior higher about it still. It's fine.
I love that you admit that.
Well, I know it doesn't make sense for me to think it's gross. But ew. I feel the same way about birth. Stop it. Yeah. I did the thing with the toys, but it was just, you know, while I was doing a bottle. It's much less time. All the pumping and the, Okay.
Yeah, I never got into the pumping. My philosophy was if I had to spend time pumping, then I was just going to use formula. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean? That was, which we did. We nursed Gavin exclusively for a few months. And then when life got busy, I supplemented with formula when I probably could have taken time and pumped if I was like at work or something, but we just did half and half and it worked great.
Yeah.
For me and our family.
Yeah. You know, and honestly, my kids have been in good health and they were on formula. So if somebody's listening and they just are freaking out because their milk has dried up or whatever you people say about things like that, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. They're going to be great. It might even be better.
They might. Oh, whoa. You guys, she covered her mouth and her eyes got really big. Like, I've stepped in it here. It's a minefield.
I think Rachel should bleep that out.
I don't know. No. Send your concerns to Rebecca Smith Online at Instagram. Okay. So here is, well, first I want to talk about some of my own problems. Can we do that?
Yeah.
So real quick, I have a problem of overcommitting. Two things, like a sugar fast, a marathon, grad school, on top of all the other stuff I'm doing. So I went to counseling yesterday, and I just sat and cried the whole time. I don't even know. And so right now, I'm not in any way sad. I've switched on to my new medicine, and arguably it's not working because I'm crying all the time. The other day, I was reading Genesis. That one's a tearjerker. I was reading about how Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael off and she put him under a bush. I had to cry about that. I know that he has had so many descendants. They're fine. I was very upset, though. So anyway, lots of crying.
So that feels like a very normal thing. I feel guilty that I have never cried about that story. Now that you say it, it is a very sad thing. You put yourself, like, in the moment with her.
I guess it wasn't on purpose. It was definitely accidental. And I've never cried. I don't care about that. They shouldn't have done that anyway. That was not God's plan. So part of me is usually like, okay, natural consequence. Shouldn't have done that. Right. Not that I want any kids to die under bushes. Let me be clear. Anyway, so I just have been so weepy lately. It's ridiculous. And so I went in and I was talking to my counselor and I'm like, so I got a bunch of people to do this sugar fast and I'm not doing a very good job at it. And then also I signed up for a marathon and I hate running. She could not stop laughing. It wasn't very therapeutic. My counselor just sitting there laughing at me while I cried. No, she's lovely, but it was just, it was good for me to see how ridiculous things I was saying were to someone who was just hearing it for the first time. The funny thing is, she's like, do you know that you're already enough? And I was like, I say that to people all the time. Yes, I guess I am. So anyway, I think I'm going to do possibly a lesser race than the marathon.
I think that's totally fine.
It feels so embarrassing to, like, backpedal. So that's a problem I solved by being laughed at by my counselor.
But you think it helped?
Oh, no, for sure. We laugh. I've never laughed so much in therapy before.
I mean, I feel like I told you this. I feel like we need to, like, rewind the problem solved. Rachel, insert clip here of Rebecca saying, why don't you just do, like, the 5K? Well, whatever. You had to pay for counseling. Whatever.
I want to say a special thank you to one of the sponsors of today's show, my friend Dusty and her plant course. Dusty was my guest on episode 199. She has been listening to the show since the very beginning. Bless her heart, because those shows were rough. And she has been taking care of houseplants since she was 8 years old. I think a little tiny girl taking care of a houseplant, that sounds adorable. Well, that's been Dusty her whole life. Well, she is opening the doors for the very first time to this plant course. It's 5 weeks long, 10 modules long. I've gone through it and I can't believe how much I learned. Did you know you're supposed to, like, bathe your plants when you get them home? You are. And now I know why. And I had no idea. This changes everything. This course is gorgeous. And she makes things that I can't seem to figure out very simple. I mean, I currently have 5 plants dying on my kitchen windowsill, but now that I know a lot more than I used to, that's going to change. Dusty is a very natural teacher and she makes plants a lot of fun. So if you love houseplants, but they don't seem to love you back, and if you want very clear step-by-step lessons and assignments so you can put all this new plant knowledge to work, then Dusty's new course is for you. Because she is a mom struggling well, she is giving y'all a discount because you are her people. The course is open now, but it closes on October 9th. Use coupon code MSW for 10% off. So the website is getplantycourse.com. So again, that's getplantycourse.com, coupon code MSW. All this will be in the show notes. You're going to love this class. Oh, man. All right. So, okay, I have a problem from somebody.
Okay.
This one is, I'm pretty embarrassed about it because it's about relations with your husband. And I can't talk about this stuff without getting so embarrassed. This is another way, like, I'm like a junior higher.
So, like, everything having to do with making children, birthing children, and nursing children.
I just can't talk about it. You just can't
go there. Okay. Do you want me to read it?
Well, no, it's fine. But her husband, and she was very adamant that she be anonymous. So Jessica says, no, just kidding. I don't know who it was. some girl, her husband wants to get busy a lot. Those were her words. And she, more than she wants to. And it's a point of contention in their marriage. Yes. We all get it. She's like, I don't know if you guys ever. Yes, we understand.
Yeah.
Jessica. I'm just kidding. Her name is really not Jessica. and so she wanted to know what do we do about it and how do we sort that out? What makes me think of, have you heard of Flight of the Conchords? They're from New Zealand.
Oh, it's a song, right?
Well, they're like a interesting, like a, they make TV shows and music. One of the guys is Jermaine, he's the crab from Moana.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so they have a song and it's called It's Business Time. And it's the guy wanting to get busy and the wife like dodging every every chance. It's just so funny. You should listen to the video. It's very hysterical. Maybe we'll end the show on it because I don't think they would probably sue us for...
For helping wives get busy with their husbands.
Yeah. I don't think anyway, it's just very, it's a very funny video. But so do you have any things that are really helpful in that area?
So this is not easy for me to talk about either. I feel like I have to really pump myself up for this.
Yes.
So like whether that's listening to like sexy music during the day.
Oh, tell me, what is sexy music?
Well, you know, I don't know. Like country music sometimes can get me.
Really?
I can't believe we're doing this. My parents and brothers better not listen to this episode.
Country music, like Tim McGraw or something? What's going on?
Yeah. Country music is very like romantic.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm not talking about like stripper music, you know, like.
I just wasn't sure what... I only just think of, like, Barry White. I don't even know... I don't know about these things.
Yeah, I would say, like, certain country music songs that are, like...
Okay.
Like, real lovey. Like, take you back to that feeling of when you were first dating.
Oh, yeah.
And you wanted to get busy, but you couldn't because you weren't, you know, all of that stuff.
Okay, so, like, music is, like, from the when you were dating or something. That could be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the other thing... is I have been listening to the Anatomy of Marriage podcast. I think I've mentioned it on here a long time ago.
Okay.
They talk about sex very, like, openly and non-embarrassingly, and it's a husband and wife. And
so like Christians. Us.
Just so kidding. Exactly like us.
Non-embarrassingly and openly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they talk about all sorts of things. And sometimes just by, like, listening to it, anyways, whatever, just listen, just... try it. Like, listen to
them.
That's great. I think they talk about this exact question. So I now defer all sex questions that get sent into Problem Solve to the Anatomy of Marriage podcast.
Because we can't, Jessica. Well, something that works for us is I've got to have a heads up. I have to know in the morning. I have to know what's coming at me in the evening.
I thought you said you had to have a headset.
No. That's weird.
A heads up. Okay. A heads up.
Yeah, like one of those pilot headsets with, like, the microphone coming. I don't know why. I just like it. To each their own. No, but if
so
I can have
like
a head...
You like to know ahead of time. You like to know when it's
coming. It can't be sprung on me because I've got 93 things happening in my head. I can't.
Yeah. I can't know when it's coming.
You can't know.
Or I get real awkward.
Like, awkward, like, tell me more.
I can't. You're just going to have to fill in your big I just get awkward. It's better when it's sprung on me. And then I just, like, there's this little hump I have to get over because I do the same thing. Like, oh, no. Like, I have, like, so much. But then if I can get over that, it's a lot. It's better when I don't know that it's coming.
How interesting. Well, I think it's good to know that everybody, you know, there's a way that works. You just have to figure out what it is.
For sure. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's be done with this one.
Let's move on. Well, my husband has a lot of problems. I asked him this morning.
Okay.
What, if he had any problems. He first said, yes, can you please solve global warming? And I looked at him and I said, listen. We solve tiny problems here on Problem Solve. Mm-hmm. We solve all the small problems of the world. Mm-hmm. We don't solve big ones. Mm-mm. Can you give me some small problems? And then he rattled off some small problems.
My goodness.
And I just had to write furiously to keep up. So I'm going to rattle them off, and you can pick the one that sounds interesting to you and solve it for him.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Nonstick pans are always losing their non-stickiness.
They are.
Even though we don't wash them in the dishwasher, we don't use knives on them, we treat them with tender, loving care, they still lose their non-stickiness.
And then you're eating it. Then you're eating that non-stickiness. You know that.
What's the option, though? Because I don't want my stuff sticking to pans.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not giving you a good option. I'm just saying it's also bad that we're eating the non-stick stuff.
Agreed. Yes. So... that's his first one. Our water filter in our Brita is always empty. Like the water, not the filter. The water is never refilled because people are lazy and don't refill it. And that really irks him.
Is that really you, though? Is he really trying to say?
Yes. All of this is pretty much me. I will just go ahead and say that. It was like a mini marriage therapy this morning, right before we hopped on.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Not all of it's me. The water filter, I will say, is me. Also the kids, but it's not as easy for them to fill it up because they're short.
Right.
But so, yeah, I think we need to get two Britas.
That's a good idea.
And like keep one in the fridge that, and like have another one that is on backup. Cause we have an ice maker now. You don't watch my stories.
I'm so sorry.
We bought an ice maker. I bought like a cheaper one, like a fourth of the price off of Amazon. So it's bigger ice cubes, but we love ice, but we have to refill that for water. We have to refill our Keurig for coffee. So like we're using a lot of water during the day.
And so maybe that's your biggest problem. Is you're over consuming water. Maybe if you didn't consume as much water, that would help with global warming.
Oh my gosh. I will let him know.
I'm not sure if there's a connection, but I feel like there is.
There might be. I agree. Next, our kids had activities until 8:30 p.m. last night. And he said, I don't like that. So there's that. he didn't like how it went. Bedtime was late.
Yes.
It was really the first time I've ever experienced like, oh, wait, all three of our big kids have like somewhere to be at the same time. And there is two of us and a dog.
That's why you need sister wives.
And yeah. OK, we solved that. Problem solved.
I think something. OK, so I was talking to my counselor about this yesterday, because after a 12-hour shift, I come home. I have 1 hour with my kids. And it's 3 days a week. It's fine. They've had a long day. They're at school. They're living their best lives. It's not like I don't feel bad about going to work. I feel bad about coming home. I have already walked through panic attacks. I've held hair while there's vomit. I've done so much giving all day and I love it. But then I come home and at least the people I was giving to during the day, they nice. I come home. These people are dirty and mean. I love them, but what? So I was telling her how overwhelmed I feel about it, and I want it to be a great hour that I have with them. I want them to go home just feeling like, I am loved, I am good enough and smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. But then it sometimes does not go that well. But so I was telling her that, and she's like, you know, they don't need you to do anything. They just need you to, like, listen to them and be present. And so I realized, like, it's not, I don't have to give more. I just kind of have to make eye contact and be excited about the blue ribbon they brought home and how the day went. And you drew this picture of Spider-Man and all this kind of stuff. So that kind of took the pressure off me to, quote unquote, perform great motherly tasks. I don't know. Just the end of the day is a disaster sometimes.
Yes, for sure.
We just have to listen to them. They have to say a lot of things.
I think, yeah, and putting our phones down, I think, is another, like, that's huge for me. I've been trying to put it down when they're home. I'm not great at it, but I find the times that I do, and I just sit in, like, we have this hammock chair that I love outside. And if I just sit there and they are around, they feel more connected to me. You're so right. Yes. Like, we don't have to plan the art nights like you did.
And whoa, please so don't. Please don't.
It's so true, though. I love that your counselor suggested that, because it's very true.
Well, and I told her, I was like, no, we do. I said, I can't even, I literally pull in, they hear the garage coming up, they come to my car, and I can't even get out of my car because they're in the car telling me about their day. And so she's like, just sit there and listen. I'm like, okay, I can do that.
But are you exhausted, too? Like, do you just want to get in the house and get some dinner and, like, sit on the... Or do you like...
I just
like...
want to go into my bed.
Yeah, I know. So there's that too.
Yeah, that's... Anyway, and so sometimes I do. I get in bed and they can come in there and say their words. I'm going to have a cup of tea and then I say, get out. It's 8. Bye.
Mama's off duty.
Yeah. So anyway, that's... Yeah, nights are hard, but...
They are. Neil has more problems. Would you like me to go through the rest?
Tell me. Yes.
Okay, so... How do people vacation with dogs? We are considering doing like a short weekend trip for Jonah's birthday, because Jonah works for his 10th birthday. Yeah, he wants to hunt for Bigfoot.
I did see that story. Him. I'd like credit for seeing that story.
Okay, yes.
So, and you should get those matching Yeti shirts.
Do you think so? For your family.
They're adorable.
I kind of think so.
I vote those more than the slippers. Although the slippers are cute, the shirts will get more use, I think.
Is it unethical to buy the slippers for a picture then return them back to Amazon?
You know the answer to that.
Okay, yes, it is. I won't get the slippers.
But what a because good idea. But is Amazon going to suffer for it? Amazon's fine.
I know.
Now if you have them, though, we're all going to know that you just bought them for a picture and returned them. I don't know. I think that would be really cute. It's like a prop. It's like a prop you needed to... It's a rental.
It's a rental service that Amazon doesn't know they have.
They didn't know. They will soon. They're taking over the world. It is not ethical, but also Amazon's fine. So you... Okay. Tease that out.
I feel less clear on what I'm going to do now than when I entered this conversation.
You're welcome.
But we're thinking about bringing our dog, mostly because I don't want to ask someone to watch him. I don't know. It's a new thing. The place we're staying at is like a little cabin, and they can have a dog. But like, does that mean we can't go into a restaurant? We can't go out to eat because what do we do with the dog? He's never been in one.
Well, maybe get a kennel like on Facebook Marketplace or whatever, practice it for a little bit so they're used to it, making just like kids, make an amazing toy that they only get when they're in the kennel, and then practice that. And so when we took the dog to the beach, we put her in the kennel in the house.
Okay, that'd probably work.
I vote no dog, though, because that's one less thing to worry about.
Do you want to come take care of
her? Nope, thanks. We're going to Florida in a couple days. So I just had to figure out what to do with my dog, too. But my sister-in-law lives across the street, so she gets her.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Neil's follow-up questions are, what's the best way to find Bigfoot? And if Jonah's 11th birthday, he wants to swim in the Bermuda Triangle. So would the waters of Miami, like, include that? We think that it might be like the most western point of the triangle, but we're just not clear. So
are we clear as to where the Bermuda Triangle is anyhow?
Well, Neil seems to think that it touches Miami's waters.
Well, then as far as your 11-year-old knows, he's there.
You're right. Do you think he's also going to be very disappointed after his birthday weekend when we don't find Bigfoot?
I think that he will love the experience of trying.
Yeah.
That's so good. You're doing such a good job.
Thanks. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Okay, so I have one more that we have time to, and it's really, we've talked about this several times, but I do want to, if there's new listeners or whatever, but meal prep for working moms. I like the prep dish super fast menus because they are super fast.
I love anything super fast. I have not done prep dish. I probably should because you talk about it so much and love it so much.
Yeah.
But I do super fast meals. I just come up with my own. So some go-tos are spaghetti and meatballs, frozen meatballs, spaghetti. Neil and I have been having zoodles, frozen like zucchini noodles.
Yeah.
That I don't spiral myself because who has time for that? I buy them in the frozen package. So you just like heat them up in the microwave.
I didn't know they were frozen. I've seen them in the fresh.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
That would work too. So that's an easy one. Another super easy thing we've been doing is marinating chicken for however many days we need to. And then broiling. Have you ever broiled something?
I have, oven? Not chicken.
This is a new thing for me, but it's so much faster than like baking it in the oven.
Does it get really hard on the outside? Do you have to make it really thin?
No. Well, I do make it thin. So I cut the chicken breasts if they're thick. I cut them in half, like you know. And then I do 10 minutes on each side on high broil. So 20 minutes and I have chicken. And then I do frozen broccoli from the microwave.
Okay.
And instant potatoes if I want to get real fancy.
Whoa.
I know.
I have been rolling up a piece of cheese and a piece of turkey.
That's good.
Just roll and repeat until you're full.
Yeah, that's great. I also like to dip those in salad dressing.
Yes, I love like spicy mustard.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I wrap it around a slice of bell pepper because then you're incredibly healthy.
Then you got the crunch too.
Or if I'm really feeling it, put some guacamole on or hummus and then roll it up.
Wow.
You know. Fancy. And then your kids are like, can I have that? No. Eat your Pop-Tart. Just kidding. No, my daughter though started medicine, and so she has to have Pop-Tarts every morning because the doctor just said, give her whatever she wants to eat in the morning so she gets some food in her. So now we are a Pop-Tart family. I never thought I'd come to this.
Own it. Own it. We have been consuming Clif Bars in our family like they are candy.
Okay.
And I don't feel guilty about it one little bit.
You have those little guys?
Yeah, the minis.
They're cute.
They make them in minis. I know. So we just like pop one in their hands on the way to school. They eat their breakfast in the car and then they have it for snack when they get home. And sometimes they have it for dinner.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. I think that's a better choice than the Pop-Tarts. Like, don't even taste good. Because I might have had a couple yesterday. And as I was eating them, I'm like, I don't like these. But it's like strawberry milkshake and cookies and cream. I like, personally, brown sugar cinnamon or the pumpkin ones. What's wrong with the brown? What do you like? Ew.
I threw up those brown sugar ones when I was pregnant with Jonah once.
Okay.
And I will never eat them again.
Okay.
But I love the strawberry and cherry. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yuck. I would eat an entire box if they were in my house.
Okay.
That's why we can't keep them.
Mm-mm.
In here, they would be gone.
Okay.
By me.
Yes.
And I'm really upset that they even make a pumpkin one.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree on that. Oh, speaking of, so Katie and I do a segment called Stash It or Trash It, where we try gross foods.
Yes, you do.
She has me on the hunt for pumpkin spice Spam.
Yes. Oh my.
I know it sounds just so gross, but also I am really curious. I cannot help but wonder.
Have you had regular Spam?
No.
So you don't even know like what you're basing it off of.
I'm basing it off of nothing concrete.
You might need to try the regular stuff first. I've never had it either.
So you're basing your accusation of me basing it on nothing on nothing.
When you do an experiment, you need a control. I can't believe Katie doesn't know this. Like
this
there needs to be a control.
Gosh, yeah. I'm so disappointed.
So are you having a hard time finding it?
It's like sold out. It sold everywhere? Out the first day that it came out.
Way to go, Spam. I am proud of them as a business.
That is creative. Oh, and I never told you, and I need to just publicly say, I got my fanny pack, which is not a fanny pack. I will not, shan't wear it as one. I love it.
I'm so glad.
Tell me you made it yourself. I know you didn't because it came with the person's name who made it.
You wouldn't have wanted me to make it. It would not have been good.
It would have Pop-Tart crumbs in it.
That's how you can know if I made one of your bags. Shake out the crumbs.
Oh, man. No, I love it. It's so cute. I got the gray on the front and the pink on the back.
Ooh, yeah. So are you wearing it cross, like mostly like on your shoulder, cross body?
Only cross body.
Only cross body. Yeah.
Never fanny.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You can get there. You don't have to get there, but you might someday when you're at Six Flags.
Right. I also hope to never go to Six Flags. So.
Well, you're going to Disney. Are you taking it to Disney?
I don't know. I didn't think about what I usually take a backpack, but. I don't
know. You should wear it one time as a fanny. At Disney, because you'll fit in there with it. You know, no one will look at you funny or side eyes and just like see how you feel.
I will do that.
Okay. Sounds good. Take a picture.
I sure will.
Or it didn't happen.
That's true. It's true. All right. Well, I think we're out of time.
Okay. Okay.
This is so fun.
It was.
I miss you, even though I've never met you. So.
I know. We're going to change that though. I have good feelings about this spring. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, me too. Maybe a 5K. Maybe I walk a 5K.
Maybe you do.
Maybe I just say I walked a 5K and put on running clothes for a minute.
You and I could stand on the sidelines and hold a sign that says, I was supposed to be there with you.
I'm in this with you, theoretically. Oh, man. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, you don't like when we say bye like that. You find that obnoxious.
It's okay.
Ruined it again.
seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the same.